Hello and welcome. What does that mean?
Aren't you supposed to be singing?
Oh, it's Wrinkled Sheets. It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's really kind of neat. Listen to Wrinkled Sheets. Yeah.
Now I'm in the mood.
Are you in the mood?
I am.
Good, good. Because I was worried about you. You've been fighting a headache. And
I am faking it.
Are you faking it?
Whee!
Well, you're a woman. You're used to that.
Wow.
Hey,
So what's up with you? Any tweets or purchases I need to know about today?
No.
Good.
No. Apparently, I have not been...
you have stopped.
And most men, I won't say just me, I think it's most guys...
But you pride yourself on not being the average guy.
I do, but I think sometimes I fall into that thing, and then the girl side of your brain goes, what happened? Did you own something for 24 hours without telling me? I bought a new wallet chain, which I know people go, what do you got a wallet chain for? Are you a hipster? No, I don't watch Glee. I don't even know what that means. But I bought a new wallet chain, and I go, what do you think of my... And you go, when did you get that? Why didn't you tell me you got a new wallet chain?
Okay, I did not sound like that. But yesterday, It was within a couple hours of each other, I noticed that you had received a tweet from the Roseanne Barr.
Right.
And you used to email when, like...
When Roseanne
would email someone, me or like
me.
When Yoko Ono followed you and
yeah.
like stuff like that. And I'm like, why didn't I get notified of this?
And then. Go ahead.
I'm not done.
Don't let me interrupt.
And then you come home and you're like, look at this new wallet chain. When we have always been like, hey, guess what I bought? You know, I know you're in Tulsa, Oklahoma doing comedy, but I just bought new makeup. You know, and you would do the same thing, and then all of a sudden
I didn't buy new makeup.
I know, but or a shirt or a coat or a skinny jeans.
And I did buy skinny jeans, and you chastised me for it. I was trying to stay, you know, new and fashion relevant.
What do I just really not like? Something
what?
That I just help me think of something that I have been like, no way, Jose.
Broncos jerseys?
Yeah. So, like, what if I'm like, well, the Broncos are heading to the Super Bowl, which I don't think they are, but haven't, you know, if they do. Yeah. And I'm like, I wanted to fit in and feel like I was relevant, so I went and bought a Peyton Manning jersey. Wouldn't you be like,
what?
Okay, so how many tweets? We could pull this up on Twitter. Have you made fun of guys in skinny jeans?
Well, come on now.
Well, come on now.
They, you know, it depends on how you wear them. You know what I mean? It's like if someone
yours aren't super tight.
They're not super tight.
I don't feel like your nuggets are getting squeezed.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And it's kind of like when somebody buys something from a resale shop. You know, like a Goodwill or something. You can either look like a homeless person in used clothes, or you can look fashionable in something you've retro.
Right.
And I think that's the kind of the way it is. Depends on how you wear it and what you look like when you wear it.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes. And again, another purchase you didn't tell me about, and I noticed and I'm like, wait a second. Are you wearing skinny jeans?
Huh.
So we're just not communicating anymore. That's your I don't care sound. That
no, I don't.
Hopefully
I don't
want to
say the wrong
soon.
Thing because I can tell that you're kind of in that kind of mood. You're in the chicky brain right now. You're chicky brain. I don't know what that means, but you do. You even told me the other day you kind of were in a chicky brain mood.
You think?
Yeah.
Maybe there is some change.
Is that stuff your Chantix or whatever?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. No.
No.
That's no. Anyway, but yeah.
Come on.
No. Come on.
Come on.
No.
No.
No. Yeah. And I've been really busy. I worked my tail off this weekend.
You did. You worked you worked at the Grizzly Rose.
Right.
And that's the country bar here in Denver, Colorado.
Right.
And everybody went, I thought she quit that.
I know. That's what I got a text from my friend Beverly. Are you back at the Rose? I'm like, no. Just filling in for Carol. Ladies got to have some Christmas time off. And who doesn't need extra money around the holidays?
Right.
And so I'm like, sure, I'll pick up 4 shifts in 2 weeks. Dear goodness.
Dear goodness?
Dear goodness. My tail end got kicked. I think I'm still recovering.
I think anybody that works two jobs knows exactly what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
but I did it for 3 years, and I don't remember ever feeling like
that. Remember how grumpy
like
you were? No, I'm teasing. Well, let's do the trivia. We didn't start the show with the Bad Morning Show trivia.
We need to work on our... Yeah, we need to have like a flow chart. This is how the show goes.
We'll have to set it up more like a real, real studio.
Like with
when
the dry
we get back.
Erase board.
Yeah.
And an angry PD face looking at us.
You didn't do Morning Show trivia. Okay, here it is. Bad Morning Show. Bad Morning Show trivia. Bad Morning Show trivia. Which of these famous people was not born on December 25th?
Which of these famous people was not born on December 25th? And don't Google.
Was it Louis Chevrolet, John D. Rockefeller, or Conrad Hilton?
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
And
let's
you'll
think
get
about
the
it.
Answer at the end of the show. That was my bad Jim Carrey. Did you like that?
So currently, as we're going to upload this is our New Year's Eve show.
Right. New Year's Eve, because we're going to go... Well, we're going to go visit my parents for Christmas,
right,
and then I'm immediately going to go work a celebrity cruise line.
Right.
For
so I'm going to post this while you're in the Caribbean.
Is it Caribbean or Caribbean? Is it potato or potato?
I don't know. Caribbean rum? Caribbean rum?
I think it just depends on where you're from.
I'm reading Caribbean rum.
Or it says
under the Malibu sign in our basement.
Or does it say Caribbean?
Right. Like I'm sitting here.
Caribbean?
Caribbean. Caribbean. I don't know, but
remember
anyway, it's going to be much
warmer.
Remember
the song from the 80s? Caribbean Queen.
No.
No?
No, I do not.
Billy Ocean?
No. I don't even know who that is.
Well, that was a great song. Google, bitches.
I will. Did you just call me a bitch?
No, I said Google, bitches. For those that didn't know. And
right.
It could be just the way you talk, the area that you're from, that makes you talk like that. You know, whether
right.
you say Caribbean or Caribbean.
I found a quiz that is supposed to help.
Oh my gosh, you found something that goes along with this?
Yeah, look at you. It's called How Y'all, Yows, and Y'all, and You Guys Talk. What does the way you speak say about where you're from? Answer all the questions to see your personal dialect map. So I'm going to ask you the questions, and we'll go from there, okay?
Okay.
What do you call a big road on which you drive relatively fast? A highway,
okay.
A freeway, a parkway, a turnpike, an expressway, a throughway, spelled different mm-hmm. way, two different ways. A freeway is bigger than a highway. A freeway is free, doesn't charge tolls. A highway isn't. A freeway has limited access, no stoplights, no intersections, whereas a highway can have stoplights and intersections or other.
I say... Go out on the highway.
Okay.
But I know.
What?
That's okay.
No explanation needed.
Okay.
What do you call the thing from which you might drink water in school? A bubbler, a water bubbler, a drinking fountain, a water fountain, or other?
A water fountain.
What do you call the area of grass in the middle of some streets? A boulevard, a midway, a traffic island, an island, neutral ground, I have no word for this, or median or other?
I would say other, because I say esplanade.
Okay. How do you pronounce the first syllable of lawyer? Is it rhymes with boy, so lawyer? Rhymes with flaw, so lawyer? I use both pronunciations interchangeably, or other?
I don't know. I say lawyer. Which one does that follow?
So flaw.
Okay.
How do you pronounce C-R-A-Y-O-N?
Crayon.
With one syllable, rhymes with man. Crayon.
Crayon.
Okay, so you have two syllables.
I'll edit these pauses out.
Thank you. How do you pronounce B-E-E-N?
Ben. Instead of being, I say Ben.
Okay. What do you call a large motor vehicle used to carry freight? One, a semi-truck. Two, a semi. A tractor-trailer. A trailer truck, a transfer truck, transport, a truck and trailer, a semi-trailer, an 18-wheeler, a truck, a rig / big rig, a lorry, or other?
I use a couple of those. I either say semi or semi-truck, or 18-wheeler. Semi or 18-wheeler.
Okay. What do you call a traffic situation in which several roads meet in a circle?
That is a roundabout.
What do you call an easy high school or college class? Is it a gut, a crypt course, a crip course, a bird, a blow-off, a meet, or other?
I've never even heard of that. So I guess other. I have no idea what that means at all.
That's funny. Do you call the sweet spread that is put on a cake frosting or icing?
Icing.
What do you call the small freshwater lobster often found in lakes and streams?
Crawfish.
See, I call it crawdad.
Does it have that on there? Or does it just say, okay.
Do you pronounce C-O-T and C-A-U-T the same?
What was that one?
C-O-T.
Uh-huh.
And C-A-U-G-H-T. Sorry, I forgot the G-H. I might be a little tired. I'm trying.
I told you. I'm trying. Caught.
Okay, so the same.
Yeah.
When do you call it when rain falls while the sun is shining? A sun shower? The wolf is giving birth. The devil is beating his wife.
Uh-huh.
Monkey's wedding.
Uh-huh.
Fox's wedding.
Uh-huh.
Pineapple rain.
Uh-huh.
Liquid sun. Or I have no term or expression for this.
I have no term or expression for that. Devil beating his wife was always thunder where I grew up.
What do you call something that is across both streets from you at an intersection or diagonally across from you in general? Is it kitty corner, kitty corner, catter corner, catty corner, kitty cross, kitty wampus? I could use only diagonal for this. About? I have no term for this.
It's catty corner.
Kitty wampus. I like that word. How do you what do you call the small road parallel to the highway? Is it a frontage road, a service road, an access road, a feeder road, a gateway? We have them, but I have no word for them. I've never heard of this concept.
Frontage road. Is there going to be a payoff? Is this going to tell me where I'm from? What does this do?
It's going to show you.
Okay.
I'll show you.
Okay.
What do you call the large wildcat native to the Americas? Is it a mountain lion, a cougar, a puma, a mountain cat, a panther, a catamount, a mountain screamer, or a painter?
Cougar.
You just want to say cougar.
That's cougar. Cougar is what I always hear. Now, the panther is more of a southern, like the Carolinas or something. And my headphones are falling off. Hold on. Okay, there.
How do you pronounce the words M-A-R-Y, M-E-R-R-Y, and M-A-R-R-Y? Are they all three pronounced the same? Are they all three different?
They're all the same. Mary.
Merry Christmas.
Merry
Christmas. Will you marry me? Just kidding. What do you call the night before Halloween? Gate night, trick night, mischief night, cabbage night, goosey night, devil's eye. I have no word for this.
I thought it was hell night, but I don't know.
So other?
Yeah, other.
What is the distinction between dinner and supper? Supper, or do you have a distinction?
No, they're the same from where I grew up.
Okay. How do you pronounce A-U-N-T?
Ant. And most people say, aunt. My aunt.
How would you address a group of two or more people? Hey. And you're talking to a group.
Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all.
What would you call a sale of unwanted items on your porch or in your yard? Is it a tag sale, a yard sale, a garage sale, a rummage sale, a thrift sale, a stoop sale, a carport sale, a sidewalk sale, a jumble sale, a car boot or a car boot sale, a patio sale, or other?
Wow.
A long list. I had to go fast.
Quite the list. it's either garage sale or yard sale. They're both the same, interchangeable around here.
What do you call a drive-through liquor store? A brew-through, a party barn, a bootlegger, a beer barn, a beverage barn? We have these in my area, but we have no special term for them. I have never heard of such a thing or other.
I don't really know at all. I've heard of it, but I have no clue.
What do you call a sweetened carbonated beverage? A soda, a pop, a Coke, a tonic, a soft drink, a lemonade, a Coca-Cola, a fizzy drink, a dope, or other?
Coke.
And the last question.
Phew, about damn time. Okay, go ahead.
What do you call the area of grass between the sidewalk and the road? Is it a berm, a parking, a tree lawn, a terrace, a curb strip, a beltway, a verge? I have no word for this or other.
Curb strip.
I have never even heard that term. Okay. It's loading.
Is there going to be like a score pop-up or something? Or what's
it's going to show a map that's going... Oh, I hope that...
I hope it does, because people just sat through all this, and I don't know how they're going to see the map on the podcast, but we'll explain where.
It didn't load.
Oh, crap. Well, thanks for sitting through that. And I hope you figured out where you're from by listening. What site was that from? At least we can send people to it.
NewYorkTimes.com.
Oh, there's got to be more than that.
I don't. Hold on. Wait for it. NewYorkTimes.com/interactive/2013. It was from Sunday, December 20th, dialect quiz map.
Okay.
As I went along, it had the map on the side, and it kept like going from south to Washington was highlighted, and then it would go to Michigan, and then you were in California. Like your answers,
I was all over the place.
Yeah, you're a well-rounded individual. If you want to cut that whole thing out, you can.
No, because we'd have to just completely start over if we did.
What's wrong with that?
Okay, you want to?
We can. Huh? So 2013 is coming to an end.
This is it. Did you have a good year?
I did. What was your most memorable favorite part of 2013?
The movie American Hustle.
For reals?
Huh? What's wrong with that?
I wasn't there.
Oh.
No, it's okay.
No, that's not
it's
my
favorite.
No, wait, that's not
it's
my...
Your, yeah, it's no, your wait, final that's not answer. My, it's your final
no,
answer.
No, that's not my favorite part at all.
Yeah, it is.
No, it wasn't.
Woo, American Hustle. Go check that out, even if you're single and lonely.
It just was the first thing that popped into my head when you're
well,
like, what's fun?
Yeah.
I would have to say the vacation to Hawaii that we didn't take.
See, I wasn't in that either.
Because we didn't right. take that.
Right.
What was your favorite part?
Ooh. You were gone a lot. That was not my favorite part. That was my least favorite part. I would have to say the Miranda Lambert concert we went to.
Yeah.
Because it was a date night. And
Miranda you danced
the
entire concert. I have never seen that kind of fuel, that alcohol-fueled party dance. You were having a good time.
You know what? We got to get back to our Sunday fun days when you're in town.
Yeah, just getting in the car and driving around.
Yeah, because that was like a highlight of last year, 2012. We really didn't... You were gone a lot, but... When you were here, we didn't do that much.
No. Next year.
Okay, it's our 2014 couple resolution.
Nobody's going to keep us. Do you keep resolutions?
No. I don't even make them.
I don't even know why people try anymore. I'm going to go. I'm going to quit doing that. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm not going to drink anymore. I'm not going to... How many days in? 2 weeks? Yeah, well, I fell off. I ate it. Oh,
Have you ever succeeded at a New Year's resolution?
I don't really make them.
Yeah, you're kind of like one of those people that doesn't like do stuff like that. You're kind of like.
Is that a good thing or?
Yeah, I guess. You
I just do things
down.
When the time comes. Like I'm going to stop doing this now.
Mm-hmm. So I found a list because you love freaking movies. Love them.
Love them.
Might want to marry them if you could.
True.
And I found a list of the top movies of 2013. And I want to go through the top 10.
Let's see if we agree.
Okay. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Number 10, Dallas Buyers Club.
Loved it. Loved, loved, loved it.
Was Frances Ha this year?
No, I think that was last year.
Okay. I liked it. I didn't like seeing Matthew McConaughey look like that, though.
But the movie was good.
Right. Number 9, What Macy Knew.
Uh-huh.
I didn't see that.
I saw that on the airplane coming back from Rome, and it was very good.
Very good?
Yeah.
Number 8, mm-hmm. Nebraska.
Loved Nebraska. Great movie with Bruce Dern.
Did you write this article?
No, but that's why I always come back and tell you, these are the great movies. You didn't want to see Nebraska because you thought it was going to be too sad, which it was sad, but it was very funny and very poignant. It was by the same people that did The Descendant.
Oh, and I liked that movie. But that was like a fun and quirky movie.
Mm-hmm. This was the same way.
Number 7, Blue Jasmine.
That was the Woody Allen movie. Very good. About the woman's slow slide into mental health problems.
Again, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Number 6, All Is Lost.
I don't remember if I saw that. I don't think I did.
It's Robert Redford's in it.
Oh no, that's the one where he's lost on the boat, and he's supposed to, like they're saying, like this is the best role of his life, and the movie's great. And
you should download that on your iPad.
But it's at theater right now. I don't know if it's
really
it's available.
Oh, okay. Number 5, The Wolf of Wall Street.
Saw that. Went to the preview the other night.
You were gone for 3 hours.
Movie's 3 hours long. Matthew McConaughey is in it, too, for like the first 15 minutes. But I liked the movie, but I didn't think it's as great as everybody's making it out to be, like Rolling Stone magazine and everything. It was just good. I just, sometimes when movies get too long for me, it just doesn't work.
I hear that. Number 4, 12 Years a Slave.
Did not see it, want to see it, but everybody's talking about how great it is.
Number 3, the highlight of your 2013, American Hustle.
Very good movie.
Number 2, Prisoners.
Did not see that.
Hugh Jackman.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
the
Jake
one
Gyllenhaal.
About their kids getting jacked.
And the number 1 movie of 2013, according to TheObserver.com, is Philomena.
That was the one we were going to go see, and we didn't go see it. That's right. Was the British film about the woman that had to give her kid up for adoption and then tracks it down years later.
Mm-hmm.
Written by a comic, a British comic, Steve Coogan.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was directed by Stephen Frears.
Yeah, he's another famous director.
So.
We saw most of them.
American Hustle was your favorite movie of the year. Are you sure Francis Ha wasn't this year?
No, I'm not positive.
I liked that one and then the Steve Carell movie way, way back.
That was very good, too.
Those are my two favorite movies of the last year.
Of all the movies that we go see?
Yep.
Wow. I just don't. I think you're tired a lot of times when we go to the movies, and you just don't appreciate them. I think you just kind of sit there and go.
Movies used to be kind of a treat. Now we just go all the time, and I'm like.
It's still a treat. It's Hollywood. You're seeing, is it good? Is it bad? What's the right? Is the direction good? Did it work when it was all put together?
That's a lot of thought after a full day of work.
That's why you've started to go, why don't you just go see it?
And then you have the best night of your whole 2013.
Because it was a good movie. Gosh, it was like the characters were great. And
I got to go to Olive Garden that night. No, that wasn't that night. What night? American Hustle.
Why would you even say that out loud?
I love Olive Garden. Their seafood Alfredo is yummy.
Wow. Did you get the bottomless salad and breadsticks?
Are you making fun of me?
No, I'm just asking.
No, I did not.
A lot of people like the bottomless salad and breadsticks.
No.
I am one of those.
I'm not a huge fan of their salad. And their breadsticks have changed. They used to be greasier.
Greasier in a good way?
Yes, like a little bit more garlic, a little bit more butter, and now they're kind of just bread.
They're trying to make it a little healthier.
A little healthier. My best friend and I, that's what we do every Christmas. We get together, exchange gifts at Olive Garden.
You might want to change that. You might want to just go ahead and find a...
What? She has kids. It's kid-friendly. You know, it's very chill. Okay.
I don't want to badmouth Olive Garden. I mean,
you kind of are.
It's kind of... Yeah, but it's good. It's just like one of those kind of like generic, isn't it?
I guess.
It's like nothing special. It's like, I can't wait to get their veal piccata.
I love their seafood Alfredo. I have ever since they changed the recipe a few years back, actually probably about 10 years ago. But I adapted and overcame, and I still love it. It's not my all-time favorite thing, but it's one of the highlights of my life. I love my Olive Garden seafood Alfredo.
Wow, that's one of the highlights of your life, and you make fun of me for saying I liked American Hustle?
When I travel for work, that is, you can look at my expense report. I always get a seafood Alfredo to go.
And that's one of the things that I've heard the problem with
America
is, seriously, is that people, like you said, when you travel, you go there because you know what you're going to get. And that's affected the local businesses. Like when people used to travel, they'd be like, well, when you go to, Florida, you got to eat at such and such place. Or when you go to the Cajun country, you got to eat at one of the local. Well, people are like, well, you know what? Well, I don't know what I'm getting, but I know what I'm getting if I eat at the Olive Garden. You know, I don't know what that restaurant going to taste like, but I know what McDonald's is going to taste like, so I'll grab that.
Well, after a travel all day or all day in meetings, I don't want to have to think. I just want to be able to eat in my room and go to sleep and FaceTime with you. Not in that order, obviously.
You're tired. We should wrap this up.
No, I'm not done. It's our special 2013 episode, and I still haven't got to do the 2013 in review.
Okay, go ahead.
And you're out on the Caribbean.
Caribbean.
I don't know how long it's going to be before we post another podcast. So this one can be a little bit longer,
okay,
can it?
This can, yeah.
Am I boring you?
No, not at all.
Your arms are crossed.
No, go ahead.
Open up. So, I sent this to you. Do you want to split the list?
No,
the
you go ahead, because I didn't have my email up.
Okay. So, the 2013 music, entertainment, celebrity, Hollywood trends, the top of 2013. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Bring it!
James Gandolfini died.
Yeah.
Food Channel's Paula Deen ended her empire.
Right. It crashed and burned.
Corey Monteith of Glee died.
Yeah.
One Direction was live on morning TV.
Yeah. These are highlights of the year. Uh-huh.
AEG was cleared in the Michael Jackson wrongful death suit.
Mm-hmm.
Revolt was a new music cable TV channel, and it debuted. Do you know anything about Revolt?
I know nothing about that. I don't think we got it
Google
here,
bitches.
Okay.
Jimmy Kimmel punks bogus sign language character at Nelson Mandela service. I don't know what that means.
You didn't? You haven't heard about the sign language guy?
Well, I heard about the sign language guy, but how did Jimmy Kimmel punk him?
Right, I don't know about that. We'll have to Google that, too.
Okay. And 2013 in news headlines. So these are the most searched topics according to Yahoo in 2013.
Okay. The most searched topics according to Yahoo.
Yes. The most wanted man, Christopher Dorner saga.
Mm-hmm.
Two bombs explode at the Boston Marathon.
Mm-hmm.
Texas fertilizer plant explosion
that
killed
bad,
12.
Yeah.
Three women freed after a decade of captivity. Deadly Oklahoma City tornado killed 19. 19 firefighters die near Phoenix, Arizona.
That was that forest fire.
Okay. TV station news punked and gives false cockpit names in crash.
Uh-huh. Fuck a you. Remember that?
Really? No.
That was the Asian airliner or Japanese airliner or whatever, and they said they confirmed the names of
pilots.
Like, fuck a you.
Yeah. George Zimmerman was found not guilty in the Trayvon Martin shooting. There was a shooting spree at Washington Navy Shipyard, and 13 were killed. The government shuts down after the House and Senate had a stalemate. The government reopens after 6 days of being shut down. Monster storm typhoon Haiyan hits Philippines. Haiyan?
I don't know.
Okay. Passenger train derails in the Bronx.
Uh-huh.
And Nelson Mandela died.
That sounds like a full year.
That was a full year.
That was a very full year.
And the highlight of 2013 in technology was Apple unveiled the iPhone 5S and 5C.
Ooh, and nobody gave a crap.
And we're not going to go over the sports highlights because you don't care.
Not at all.
Yep. So there we go. That was 2013 in a package of talking. You look bored.
And how much of it did you know?
Most of it.
Yeah.
I didn't know that punked thing about the... That sucks. Did someone get fired for that?
No, not that I know of. It was...
Just...
Everybody wonders how he got the job doing the sign language with Mandela, and how did he get past security doing it, and how did he get that close to the president being a fake? But apparently, he had been hired for other things in South Africa, so he had been doing it before. But he said that he was having some kind of
schizophrenic
seizure or something. So who knows what the real story is? Hey, wow. It's Obama. We don't know what the real story is.
Wow. So big plans for 2014?
Yeah, I'm going to do better. Whatever that is. That's my goal. Just do better.
And we plan on going to Hawaii this year.
Yes, that'll be better. That'll be a lot better. See, it's already in the plans. I'm going to everything's going to be better in 2014.
And you didn't cancel your gym membership, so you're going to work out more.
I'm going to work out more. Yeah. Why are you giving me a hard time about that? I was paying $20 a month to go to the gym at
Fitness
19. That
was less than a half mile from our house.
Just right around the corner. I could almost walk there.
Right, which would have made sense.
And now, I'm going to walk to the gym. Now I'm tired. I'm going to walk home.
And then they closed that one, but it was a chain.
Right. Fitness 19 is a chain. And I Googled the new location, which is 12 minutes from the house.
Right.
But it's, I have kind of have to get on the toll road.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
Well, I don't know. Another thing you didn't tell me, how long did you own the belt? The wallet chain.
So you go to cancel your membership because you can only do it in person.
Right. And the guy said, hey, what if I just give it to you for $8.95 a month? What if I just, would that, And I go, oh, yeah, all right, for, yeah, I could do that. I could come around. That saves us money and, you know.
Right.
It picks up a change on the gas, and you're like, whatever. They're good. They talked you out of it. You couldn't quit, huh?
Yep, that's how I sound. And they tried that with me when I went to go cancel my Fitness 19 membership, and I said, no, thank you.
Oh, you did, huh?
Uh-huh.
You didn't want to, but you got a gym where you work.
Right.
At least that. At least this is a gym that
you will, too, because these cruise ships that you're on have really nice gyms.
Have really nice gym. And basically have the gym here.
All you need is a stationary bicycle.
Yeah. I got the treadmill. I got the free weights. I got the ab lounger. I got the slant board for sit-ups.
So are you still proud about the Fitness 19?
Now you're making me feel bad about it. Maybe after the first of the year, I'll go back and completely cancel. Let me see if I use it. If I don't use it, like
within
the first
cutoff?
Few weeks, huh?
You're going to be out of the country.
Okay, if I don't use it the first couple of months,
okay,
then I'll get rid of it.
Right.
All right.
All right. Have we bored him to death?
I think we probably bored him to death. I hope.
I'm so sorry.
I hope we kept him through. Do you say Ottoman or Ottoman? Or do you say?
If you want a really entertaining podcast, listen to Remasculate. Tracy Taylor's on there, and she has boobs.
That's true.
Yes. Let's do the answer to the trivia question.
Oh, okay. What was the question? I'm kidding. I got
it's
it right
something
here.
About Christmas. We're dwelling on Christmas.
Okay. Which of these famous people was not, ready? Not. Which of these famous people was not born on December 25th? Louis Chevrolet, John D. Rockefeller, or Conrad Hilton?
I'm going to go with Rockefeller.
Ding, 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 ding.
Maybe 2014 is going to be lucky for me.
Ding, ding, ding.
It's the first one I got.
That is the first one you've gotten. Morning show trivia. Bad morning show. Bad morning show trivia.
Yay.
Well, there you go. That's the, this is the last podcast of the year right here.
Yes. Happy 2014.
Woo!
Make a bigger and better year.
Do that. All right. We got to get out of here because... You're falling asleep, and the dog's falling asleep in your lap, and we've lost all the listeners that we had all year long, and we'll make it bigger and better in 2014.
Sorry, I'll do less controlling. I'll let you do all the topics.
No.
Mine are boring.
No.
How y'all talking?
No. We just have to check them before we start them.
That's a good plan.
Did the map work?
We're a train wreck. We're a train wreck.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.